Good afternoon and welcome to another session of Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. My name is Chandu Vijay, your host for the next 1.5 hours. Well, it's blazing hot here in Andhra Pradesh despite the rain that we had last night. The summer has arrived in India. And summer can get very unbearable under the Andhra sun. So what do we usually do when it gets too hot? Some of us do air conditioning, some of us buy air coolers, and most of us just stay indoors. And some of us take holidays to cooler places, like our beloved Swami. So let's take a summer holiday with our beloved Swami as we follow him to Sai Shruti, the beautiful holiday abode of the Lord. In the cooling hill station, of course, of Kodaikanal. And if you are all packed up and ready, let's go.
Sai Mata Biddalam Mandaram, Satya Sai Mata Biddalame Andaram. Sai Mata Biddalam Mandaram, Satya Sai Mata Biddalame Andaram. కలసి ఉంటే కలడు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమై, కలసి ఉంటే కలడు సుఖం కలహిస్తే దుఃఖమై. పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం పరదూషణ మానేద్దాం, పరస్పరం ప్రేమిద్దాం పరదూషణ మానేద్దాం. కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు భాషా భేదాలొద్దు, కుల భేదాలొద్దు మనకు భాషా భేదాలొద్దు. అంతరాణితనముద్దు అంతరము కటిక ఉంద, అంతరాణితనముద్దు అంతరము కటిక ఉంద. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. దేశమంటే మట్టి కాదు, దేశమంటే మనుషులు, దేశమంటే మట్టి కాదు, దేశమంటే మనుషులు. దేశాన్ని ప్రేమిద్దా త్యాగాన్ని చూపిద్దా, దేశాన్ని ప్రేమిద్దా త్యాగాన్ని చూపిద్దా. పవిత్రముగా జీవించి పావన చరితను పొంది, పవిత్రముగా జీవించి పావన చరితను పొంది. స్వార్థమును విడనాడి సత్య సాయిని చేరుగా, స్వార్థమును విడనాడి సత్య సాయిని చేరుగా. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువశక్తిని చాటుడా, మన శక్తిని మనము తెలిసి యువశక్తిని చాటుడా. రామాగ్రామాలోన కేవలెన్నో చెయ్యుదా, రామాగ్రామాలోన కేవలెన్నో చెయ్యుదా. సేవలెన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా, సేవలెన్నైనా అవి కష్ట సాధ్యములైనా. ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని సేవించుదాం, ఒకరినొకరు చేరి మనము స్వామిని సేవించుదాం. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. సాయి మాత బిడ్డలం అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం. సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం, సత్య సాయి మాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం.
Well, just imagine, it's early in the morning and you are sitting just outside of Swami's bedroom. Swami walks out of his room, looks out of the window and sweetly hums a tune. Or imagine Swami narrating jokes and humorous anecdotes and smiling and laughing for more than an hour, and you're sitting there right in front, feasting on this glorious sight. Or imagine Swami pretending he needs help and asking for your hand and then walking a few steps, his soft and tender palm holding your hand. Or imagine Swami talking about Lord Rama and then in a jiffy, he waves his hand and produces a beautiful medallion with Rama's portrait in it and says, "Look, this is how Rama looked when he was about to be crowned." Or imagine you are in an airplane and Swami walks on the aisle after takeoff. He comes near you and after inquiring if you are comfortable and then asks for your palm and then he fills it with chocolates. Imagine Swami rocking on tastefully decorated swing and listening to your songs most delightfully and even giving rhythm to your song by playing the cymbals in perfect synchronization with your music. Or imagine going with Swami to the highest point in a serene hill station. You're standing in the midst of a cloud and there Swami is posing with you for an exclusive photograph. Well, this could go on and on, for this is the Lord's divine play, most blissful, ever rejoicing, ever and never ending, and this is just a glimpse of the glorious saga that unfolds when Swami is in Sai Shruti, his picturesque abode in Kodaikanal. So Kodaikanal is tucked away among the Palani hills of Tamil Nadu in South India, and it is jealously guarded like a prized jewel by dark forests. In fact, the name itself in Tamil means gift of the forest. And you could not have imagined a more provocative and appropriate name for this quiet, clean and green little hill station where the air is intoxicating, the scenery is breathtakingly beautiful, and the serenity seldom found in other hill stations. And it's no wonder that this exquisite locality has been the Lord's choice to be his playground summer after summer. So dear listeners, as we take this beautiful trip with Swami, let's listen to some mellifluous songs sung by his students during one such Kodai trip in the year of 2006.
Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Vastu amolik di mere Satguru, Vastu amolik di mere Satguru, Kirpa kar apnayo. Payo ji maine Kirpa kar apnayo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Janam janam ki poonji paai, janam janam ki poonji paai, jag mein sabhi ko aayo. Paayo ji maine jag mein sabhi ko aayo. Paayo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Kharche na khoote chorn loote, kharche nahi khoote chorn loote, din din badhat savayo. Payo ji maine din din badhat savayo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Payo ji maine Ram Ratan Dhan payo. Sat ki naav khevatiya Satguru, Sat ki naav. सागर तर आयो पायो जी मैंने भव सागर तर आयो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन तन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो मीरा के प्रभु गिरिधर नागर मीरा के प्रभु गिरिधर नागर हर खरक जस गायो पायो जी मैंने हर खरक जस गायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन पायो पायो जी मैंने राम रतन धन राम रतन धन राम रतन धन पायो.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So how does Swami get to Kodai, one wonders? Of course, in the earlier days, Swami used to go to Kodaikanal by his car or in the bus with the students. And in the later years, he used to fly to Madurai and then from there, he used to take his in his car to Kodaikanal. So what is it like to fly with Swami? Let's listen to some memories narrated by Sri B. N. Narasimha Murthy Garu, who was the warden of the Vrindavan campus then, as he narrates the experience of the flight crew as they get to fly the Lord of the Universe in their flight.
And it was a kind of spreading of joy and bliss in the skies, intruders in the skies. Materializations in the skies, rings, especially many rings were materialized and were given to the air crew. And the
he
number
did
of
that last time also.
Yes, it last time. Every time he does it. And also this time the number of air crew was quite high. Probably all of them wanted to get some opportunity to be with Swami in the flight. That's what I heard. There was, pilots were vying with each other to pilot this plane. And even the air hostesses and the other staff also. Even the marketing staff from Bangalore airport also were there, two or three of them. In fact, they welcomed us into the flight when we got into the flight. And as you know it, Swami spoke to most of the air crew individually. It's a kind of interview the plane. And they would sit at Swami's feet and ask for the photographs.
Yes.
And photographs were clicked and they were blissful. Especially one elderly lady, I think she is the marketing manager for the Indian Airlines in Bangalore. The way she spoke to Swami, I was just behind. So I saw she was in tears telling Swami, you are the one who have protected me all my life and my mother was sick, things like that. Really it was very touching and I couldn't control my tears. So it was so touching and Swami was so kind to them.
என்னத்தவம் செய்தனே என்னத்தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா என்னத்தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா என்னத்தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறைய பரபிரம்மம் அம்மா வென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறைய பரபிரம்மம் அம்மா வென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறைய பரபிரம்மம் அம்மா வென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறைய பரபிரம்மம் அம்மா வென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே Yashoda. ஈரேழு புவனங்கள் படித்தவனை ஈரேழு புவனங்கள் படித்தவனை கையிலேந்தி சீராட்டி பாலூட்டி கையிலேந்தி சீராட்டி பாலூட்டி சாலாட்டு என்ன தவம் செய்தனே கையிலேந்தி சீராட்டி பாலூட்டி தாலாட்டு என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறை பரபிரம்மம்மாவென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா தவயோகம் செய்து சரகாரிய தவயோகம் செய்து வருந்தி சாதி கதை புனிதமாகி எளிவில் பெற என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறை பரபிரம்மம்மாவென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் சேதனே பிரம்மனும் இந்திரனும் கட்டி வாய்ப்பொட்டி கெஞ்ச வைத்தார் கண்ணனை உரலில் கட்டி வாய்ப்பொட்டி கெஞ்ச வைத்தார் கண்ணனை உரலில் கட்டி வாய்ப்பொட்டி கெஞ்ச வைத்தாய் கண்ணனை உரலில் கட்டி வாய்ப்பொட்டி கெஞ்ச வைத்தாய் தாயே என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா எங்கும் நிறை பரபிரம்மம் அம்மா வென்றழைக்க என்ன தவம் செய்தனே என்ன தவம் செய்தனே என்ன தவம் செய்தனே யசோதா
Welcome back, dear listeners. So in 2005, when the plane landed at Madurai, there were hundreds gathered to see Swami and even more people waiting at a bungalow in Gangavarapati where Swami was meant to stop for lunch. And of course, throughout the journey, Swami's students usually come along with Swami, and after the boys had lunch and Swami had blessed all the waiting devotees there, the journey to Kodaikanal was to be on road. So behind Swami's car followed the students' bus, and the boys could not wait to get there. There was joy inside and outside. The panorama outside the bus's window through the turns and curves of the ghat was exhilarating. What a relief it was to leave the hot, dusty plains behind and drive up into the cool hills. And the excitement increased with every passing second as they got closer to Kodaikanal. So finally, late in the evening, they reached the hallowed hill station and all the boys alighted from the bus and they stepped into Sai Shruti, Swami's abode in Kodaikanal. And good gracious, Swami was there waiting for them. Their hearts pumped with delight, for all knew that they had stepped literally into Swami's home, where they were to live almost every moment with Swami in his beautiful home for heaven knows how many blessed days.
Deva.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So today we are taking a journey to Kodaikanal with our beloved Swami. Specifically, we are reliving the Kodai trip of 2005 basking in the bliss of having such close contact with our beloved Swami. So on day one, after the morning darshan, Swami gave his time to the students inside the Sai Shruti. And he was just giving away things like blankets, cameras, clocks, to soaps and towels. He gave everything that they would need for a comfortable stay and even said very lovingly, "You came here with less luggage, but will return with double." For the last 15 days, I have been making arrangements for all the things that have to be given to you. It is very cold during the nights here, so I have got special Korean blankets for you. Every boy was choked with emotion. Who would not be? Because it was not ordinary love. It was love cleaned of all selfishness and multiplied a million times. You know, there were days when Swami was reminiscing his old devotees, like the Raja of Venkatagiri, a great devotee who would roll on the ground as Swami's car had just passed by to sanctify himself. And there were quite a few morning sessions when Swami would permit students to sing and they would enthrall everybody with their beautiful rendering of timeless devotional compositions as you are hearing now. And Swami would graciously accept the cymbals from one boy and start giving beat to the music most wonderfully. And hours would pass like this and he would involve himself completely with their singing. As one student said, "Swami is truly Ganapriya, that is, great lover of music." And then Swami sealed the issue when he said, "Music is God's love." And later, Swami rewarded two student singers by slipping beautiful emerald rings onto their fingers. And the boy who played the keyboard, who was also a singer, was gifted a golden bracelet and a 9-gemmed ring. A perfect example of how one can win the Lord's heart with heartfelt music. So with that, dear listeners, let's now listen to some memories with Swami in Kodaikanal from Sri B. N. Narasimha Murthy Garu from the Kodai trip of 2005.
As usual, Swami used to spend at least 4 hours with us inside the mandir.
Every day.
First thing was, he would come out of his room in the first floor.
Yes.
And there he finds only students.
Mm.
And many times, you know, cracking of jokes, all that thing is there. Then he will ask the boys to go down to the dining hall.
Mm.
Or sometimes he will come down first and then call for boys and they will go. And after breakfast, we would sit around Swami in the hall, the Sai Shruti hall, which measures about 20 feet by 35 feet.
Mm.
And there we would sit. And this time, Swami said on the first day itself, music is God's taste. I should say that this was the most musical trip of Swami to Kodaikanal. Almost every session, Swami would ask those boys to sing songs. And they sang their heart out, I should say. I just remembered Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore words, "When thou asketh me to sing, my heart would burst with pride and tears come to my eyes." And these boys, three boys generally, who had the opportunity to sing before Swami, I should say that the highest number of songs sung by one of the boys must be around 30 to 40.
In the 30 songs?
30 to 40, yes. Yes, sir, one of the boys.
Amazing.
Yes. These three boys. Two
All different songs?
Different songs, sir. Sometimes many songs were repeated. They were beautiful songs on Swami and his mission. I had not heard at least one or two of the songs which go thus. Swami ki enta premayo, manishini madhavana cheya. To make, transform man into God, God himself has come down with what love. That song was, I think, repeated at least 10 times.
I had not heard that before.
I also had not heard. That was a new song. And Madhura Mohana Ganashyama Sundara Sai, that song also was repeated at least 10 to 12 times. And many other songs, Telugu songs, Tamil songs. One song about mother, which one of these boys, Om Prasad, sang. The three singers were Om Prasad, Sai Krishna. Om Prasad from Vrindavan, Sai Krishna, MBA student from Prashant Nigam. And Sanket, the boy.
Music college boy.
Sanket sang mostly Meera Bhajans and Hindi songs. He was playing on the harmonium also. On the tabla, they were accompanied by Ratnakar, a student from Prashantilyam. And many times we were in ecstasy listening to those songs in the presence of Swami.
Mm.
This Sanket, very, what should I say, childlike boy.
Mm-hmm.
And many times Swami speaks to him in Telugu.
Mm.
He wouldn't make out anything, but he would give some answer and make all of us laugh. And this Om Prasad sang Telugu songs, Tamil songs and Hindi songs. And Sai Krishna also sang. Many times two of them would sing some kind of Jugalbandi, Sai Krishna and Om Prasad. Swami was very fond. And Swami is a great master in music also. That's what we saw. Why I tell you is, first the practice will be in front of Swami inside. When the boys feel confident, they will be asked to sing in public these songs.
It's almost like our convocation drama.
It was almost like our convocation drama.
Mm.
And I tell you, devotees were thrilled. Mostly the singing was in the evenings, except one day when it was in the morning. That was on the Tari Brindavan anniversary.
Mm.
So two functions were celebrated in a very grand manner in Kodaikanal. One was on 26th April. That is the 22nd anniversary of Tari Brindavan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ishwarambade. Mm. Ishwarambade was also celebrated in a very grand manner. And except those 2 days, generally boys would be asked to sing in the evenings.
Yes, after bhajan and darshan.
And one day, Swami asked the boys to sing songs on Lord Venkateshwara.
Mm.
We could see Lord Venkateshwara sitting and hearing to his own glory from the boys. At that point of time, I just remembered one incident which Mr. Chakravarti told me, which he had not told anybody when I was interviewing him for collecting material for Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He told me this incident, which he cherishes as the treasure in his heart. It seems, he, as a boy, he was devoted to Lord Venkateshwara Balaji. And as a young man, he would walk up the hill, Tirumala, many times. And one important reason why he chose Andhra Pradesh cadre after his IAS was that Andhra Pradesh was home to Tirumala, home to Lord Venkateshwara. And he told me this experience, which really made my hair stand on end. It seems, in 1975, 7 months after he had the first darshan of Swami, in his collector's bungalow in Anandpur, he had a vision. And he was in the presence of Lord Venkateshwara in Tirumala, in the shrine. And then it happened, Swami came out of the idol and said, Chudu, nen ikkade unnanu, look, I am here. And then went back into the idol. And then Chakravarti says, I just remember the words of Shelley. He said, is it a vision or a dream? Even today, I don't know whether it was a vision or a dream. And that is what made me think of giving up IAS and come to Swami and serve Him. So that I remembered when beautiful songs on Lord Venkateshwara, composed by Anmacharya, were being sung in front of Swami. And Swami was sitting like Lord Venkateshwara. And Kondallo Nelakonna Koneti Rayudu Vado. I don't know how to sing. Otherwise, I'm also tempted to sing. I don't want to do that. See, Kondallo Nelakonna Koneti Rayudu Vado. Kodaikanal Kondallo Nelakonna Koneti Rayudu Vido. This is what I felt. See, here is God who settled down in the hills of Tirumala, that Shesha Shaila. And here Swami had settled down on the Kodaikanal. And Kondalanta Varamulu Guppedu Vado. I mean, mountainous boons He grants to the devotees. This we saw in Kodaikanal happening every day. Mountainous gifts, boons were granted to the devotees.
Did Swami ask boys to speak? That is a normal feature.
That actually, not many times. Mm. Inside, of course.
Only inside.
Inside Deepak Anand and Shashank, only these two were asked to speak. Otherwise, some of us spoke almost on an alternate day.
What about Swami? Did he pick up from where you left on something?
Yes, sir. One day, actually, after I spoke, Swami was very reminiscent of Raja of Venkatagiri. Raja of Venkatagiri. And many times he said, Chala Gopa Bhaktudu, very great devotee, very great devotee. He described his physical stature and his devotion to Swami.
I have heard him speak about the Raja here in Tirumala many times.
Yeah. That was very touching. We are very reminiscent of Raja Venkatagiri. And another day, after I spoke about Rama Brahma, it was on the next day of Traya anniversary, Swami was remembering Rama Brahma with great love and affection. And he asked many people, especially Dr. Jalakshmi Gopinath, have you seen Rama Brahma? Have you seen Raja of Venkatagiri? And really, Swami was in a very reminiscent mood. Otherwise, there were not many talks as such. Most of the time inside the mandir was spent in singing of songs by the boys.
And reminiscing.
Sometimes this kind of reminiscences. The first time he came to Kodaikanal, where he stayed, Swami stayed, and things like that.
Amma enrazhaikkaathe uyirillaye, ammavai valangaathe uyirillaye. Amma enrazhaikkaathe uyirillaye, ammavai valangaathe uyirillaye. Neril endru pesum deivam petra thaayendru verondru yedu. Amma enrazhaikkaathe uyirillaye, அபிராமி சிவகாமி கருமாரி மகமாய் திருக்கோயில் தெய்வங்கள் நீதானம்மா. அன்னைக்கு அன்றாடம் அபிஷேகம் அலங்காரம் புரிகின்ற திருத்தொண்டன் நான் தானம்மா. பொருளோடு புகழ் வேண்டும் மகனல்ல தாயேவு அருள் வேண்டும் எனக்கென்றும் அது போதுமே. படுத்திங்கு பிறப்பொன்று அமைந்தாலும் ஆனந்த மகனாக பிறக்கின்ற வரம் வேண்டுமே. அதை நீயே தருவாயே. சுந்தங்கம் புது வெள்ளி மாணிக்கம் மணி வைரம் இவையாவும் ஒரு தாய்க்கு ஈடாகுமா. விலை மீது விலை வைத்து கேட்டாலும் கொடுத்தாலும் கடை தன்னில் தாயன்பு கிடைக்காதம்மா. தீரைந்து மாதங்கள் கருவோடு என்னை தாங்கி நீ பட்ட பெரும் பாடு அறிவேனமா. ஈரேழு ஜன்மங்கள் எடுத்தாலும் முளைத்தாலும் உனக்கிங்கு நான் பட்ட கடன் தீருமா. உன்னாரே பிறந்தேனே.
ஆனந்த பிரதாயி மாந்தாலா.
Sisters and brothers, Kodaikanal memories have a special place in our hearts. It is a time when our dearest Lord spends incredible amounts of time with all of his devotees and students. One thing that is unique which happens in Kodai is that Swami would allow his students to go shopping. Now, probably most of you have difficulty imagining the word Swami and shopping in a single sentence. But then, that's the beauty of Swami. When he takes his boys to Kodai, he is taking them for a spiritual holiday, and even shopping is a part of the bargain. And Swami would teach them beautiful lessons of love and compassion, even through the experience of shopping. So one morning, after the session that Swami had with the students, Swami gave money to every student and told them to go for shopping. Swami said, "Look, boys, there are a line of Tibetan shops. They have traveled a long distance to sell their goods. You must all buy from them. Buy things for your mother and father. They will be so happy when you give them gifts blessed by Swami. The Tibetans are very honest and kind-hearted. They are very hard-working. When I had been to Kashmir years back, the Tibetans offered me a shawl, and when I gave them money, they respectfully refused. And since then, I have been always sending all the boys to Tibetans. They have lots of love for Swami. When they know that you are Sai students, they will also offer you a good price." So it was as if shopping was meant more for the Tibetans than for boys. And after the boys returned, Swami inquired with all the boys as to what they bought and at what price, for whom did they buy it, and what did the Tibetans say, and so on. And Swami looked very pleased when the boy said that, "Swami, this sari is for my mother, or this shawl is for my father," etc. So there is a unique story which is related to the Tibetan workers in Kodaikanal, which illustrates how much love and compassion that Swami has for his devotees. So let's listen to this story now in the words of Sri Narasimhamurthy Garu once again from the Kodaikanal trip of 2005.
Here I remembered this incident which Mr. Ruchir Desai told me. It seems one day Swami told Ruchir Desai, not during this trip, one of the previous trips, we were going out for walks in the evening, he told me this. I mean, which is exactly similar to what you are talking about, Shirdi Sai Baba. Swami told him, purchase 200 shawls. And Ruchi Desai, you know, he gets the best material for at the lowest price. Mm. And he thought he should do it for Swami also. And what he did, he went and found out from Tibetan shops. Swami told him, get from Tibetan shops. He went and found out, and each shawl, I think, about 100 rupees. And then he wanted to save money. He asked one of the Sevadal boys to find out where these Tibetan fellows got these shawls from. And there was a factory nearby which produced these shawls. And he found out, actually there, the cost is about 60 rupees. So he thought he will save 40 rupees per shawl and 200 shawls. And very gleefully went to Swami and told. Swami blew up. He was very angry with Ruchir Desai. You said, you know why I wanted these shawls to be purchased from Tibetans? They are so poor people. Pay 100 rupees and get 200 shawls. I don't want these shawls from the factory. See, this is compassion of Swami.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj. Tum bin rayo na jaaye pyare, tum bin rayo na jaaye pyare, darshan dijo aaj pyare, darshan dijo aaj. Jal bin kaval chanda bin rajani, jal bin kaval chanda bin rajani, aise tum dekha bin sajani, aise tum dekha bin sajani, aakul vyakul firu rehna dina, aakul vyakul firu rehna dina, birha kale jokha, birha kale jokha, pyare darshan di jo aaj, pyare darshan di jo aaj, divasan bhook neend nahi rehna, divasan bhook neend nahi rehna, mukh कसु कथत न आवे बैना कहा कहूँ कुछ कहत न आवे कहा कहूँ कुछ कहत न आवे मिल कर तपत बुझा कर तपत बुझा प्यारे दर्शन दीजो प्यारे दर्शन दीजो
to Kodaikanal are not complete without the much-awaited picnics, boat rides, horse rides and other outdoor activities. Swami encouraged his students to take in as much of the outdoors as possible. And I suspect it is because being outdoors in nature's arms sends us very refreshing, calming and renewing energy. So coming back to the 2005 Kodai trip, Swami would send the boys for a walk every morning during the rest of their stay in Kodaikanal because it is a good way to exercise their bodies, energize their senses and enliven their spirits in the early morning cool surroundings of the Kodai Lake. And Swami played a perfect host. To him, the 100-odd troop of boys, few kids and elders were guests and his love and concern for them was unbounded. On the second day of their walking, as the boys went around the lake in the morning, the compassionate Lord sent a vehicle with instructions to follow the last boy walking around the lake and to be of help if any boy felt tired or needed any aid. Now the boys actually did not know about this and they found out about this much later after they questioned some elders about the vehicle that was following them slowly every morning. Because God loves to do things silently. As Swami says, Sai Seva is silent Seva. So now, let's now listen again, once again to Sri B.N. Narasimha Murthy Garu as he talks about this picnic aspect of the Kodaikanal trip.
What about trips to hilltop, boating, horse riding, all that stuff?
In fact, on the second day itself, somehow, Swami took us to the hilltop, bungalow. And
you must say, for the benefit of listeners, what hilltop is and where it is and all that.
Actually, it is the highest point of the Kodaikanal Hills, about nearly 8,000 feet height. That is the highest point. And there Swami has a property which measures about 12 acres. 12 acres.
Pretty big.
Yes. And there is a beautiful bungalow on the top. Beautiful bungalow. And also it is called Mill Haven. It is a part of Mill Haven. Actually it is heaven itself. And that evening when we went.
We went in the evening.
Evening. After 3 o'clock we went there. It was quite cloudy. And it was something like, you know, what I have seen in the films. Narada floating in the clouds. The clouds were coming into the building. And we were all in clouds. Of course, you were on cloud 9, no doubt, in the company of Swami. Literally also, the clouds were coming into the building all around. And Swami sat on Zula for nearly 1 hour there with the boys and all of us, all the guests. And we had a very sumptuous high tea, and that of course is a part of Kodaikanal trip. And coming to that, I think I need not have to explain to you the number of sessions, the dining sessions in Mandir, and what kind of menu, all that I think I should not.
No, our listeners will get jealous. But what about boating and things like that?
Yes, sir. Swami sent boys for boating also, horse riding, and Swami's kindness, actually in fact it happened. On the day when the boys were sent for shopping, of course Swami gave money to all of us, all the students also. And he particularly asked us, you go to those Tibetan shops.
That's right, last time also he said that.
So they are poor people and you have to purchase things from there. And I was traveling in one car which was arranged by our hosts there. And the driver was the president of the Taxi Owners Association of Kodaikanal. And Mani, Mr. Mani, he told me only time that our pockets are full and our coffers are filled is when Swami comes to Kodaikanal. Even if it is twice in a year. Of course, there is a season. He says May is a season and sometimes winter also little season is there. But when Swami comes, there is Subiksham, he said. Hotels, restaurants, the shopwalas and the godawalas also, he said. And after we came back from shopping, Swami asked us, what did the Tibetans say? These Tibetans have learnt all South Indian languages. No? They can speak in Telugu, Kannada, Tamil, apart from the Hindi and English. And as soon as we got down, in about 4 or 5 vehicles we went there. All there are about 20 shops there. All of them shouting, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, to attract our attention. And then said Swami, they are also very grateful to Swami. Then I told Swami about this money, what he said. Then next day sent the boys for Godawala, for horse riding. Everybody should go for horse riding. Poor fellows, you know, they don't get much money.
What about cotton candy?
Ah, that is very important, sir. I tell you, this time also, once Swami went out.
Yes.
When he came back, the car was full of this candish.
Swami's car.
Cotton candy. Swami's car. Swami stopped the car. And that fortunate fellow was selling those cotton candies. Asked him how many you have. And whatever he had, Swami filled up the car and brought for all of us. And I am sure that one day, that place will become a monument, historic monument. This is where Satya Sai Baba stopped his car and purchased all the cotton candies from there.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्चे दोस्त जैसे माँ, मेरे बदन में जान जैसे माँ, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान जैसे माँ, मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, ओ अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दो, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, मैं अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दो, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं तो जान भी छोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं तो जान भी छोड़ दो, गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्चे दोस्त जैसी माँ, गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्चे दोस्त जैसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान जैसी माँ, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।
Now if there is one thing that Swami never forgets to teach us, it is to always love. Another incident that happened in Kodaikanal when the boys were there with Swami in an earlier trip. This story was shared by Dr. T. Ravikumar, the current warden of the Vrindavan campus, and Mr. Ruchir Desai, assistant professor in the Department of Commerce in the same campus. So in this interview with Radio Sai, Dr. Ravikumar shares some intimate moments from his first trip with Swami to Kodaikanal in 1986. So Swami had just returned from a drive around Kodaikanal. He called all the boys and said that there was a young boy near the boat club who was selling hats. So Swami gave money to all the students and told them to buy one hat each. And Swami very specifically told them not to bargain on the price, just pay the boy whatever he asks for. Swami said, that boy doesn't have parents and the poor boy has not had food since yesterday morning. Now there an elderly devotee interjected and told Swami, Swami, the summer is over, why do we need to buy hats? But Swami was firm. Swami said, it doesn't matter. You don't need the hats, but that boy, he needs the money. And then Swami sent all the boys. So when all the boys reached the spot where this boy was selling hats, he was kind of getting ready to leave for home. And probably he must have been surprised seeing 16 to 18 boys in whites running towards him. So when all the students reached that spot and asked him about the hats, this boy was very happy. And he said that he has not sold a single hat over the past 15 days. So the boys asked him for the price. He said that though each hat was about 20 to 25 rupees, but since it was out of season, he could give it for 15 rupees each. But the boys insisted that they wanted to buy it for rupees 25. So mostly the boy who was selling the hats would have thought that these boys must be mad. Who buys like that, right? But when you are in touch with the Lord of Love, this is how things work. Money has very little place in one's life. Love takes precedence. And they bought the hats, and after that they asked the boy if he knows about Sai Baba. And then this boy's face lit up, and he opened his small wallet and drew out a newspaper clipping of Swami, and he said that he prays to Sai Baba every day.
நாளும் முல்லை
அருளல் வேண்டும் நலமுடல் வாட அருளல் வேண்டும் கருணை தெய்வமே கர்த்தகமே காண வேண்டும் ஒரு பாதமே கருணை தெய்வமே கருணை தெய்வமே கருணை தெய்வமே
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we heard many heartwarming stories of Swami's love in Kodaikanal. Well, let's not forget that Kodai is not all picnic. For Swami, giving darshan to his devotees is always a part of his plan, wherever he is. So if his boys had so much fun, what about the devotees who thronged to Kodai to have his darshan? What is so different about darshan in Kodaikanal? Well, for starters, thousands gather since early morning, draped in shawls and sweaters, braving the cold and mist, unlike Puttaparthi, for a glimpse of their Lord in the Emerald Hills. When Swami comes out of Sai Shruti, you could see the faces of devotees saying they wanted nothing else. As Swami slowly walks down the Sai Shruti slope, his face fresh as a beautiful morning rose, the soothing morning light reflecting love, grace and goodness from his immaculate face. The green background of the Kodai hills and the vibrant colored flowers of Sai Shruti creating an alluring background. It was such a glorious sight. The Lord looking so radiant and full of beauty, completely one with nature. So now, once again over to Sri Narasimhamurthy Garu as he narrates the speciality of Swami's darshan in Kodaikanal from the Kodai of 2005.
You know, and the golf cart was going at snail's pace, not like in Puttaparthi or in Whitefield. And everybody had a close darshan, and the kind of, number of letters he collected from devotees was unimaginable. Almost anybody who popped up his hand with a letter, Swami would collect the letter, and look at almost everyone, and had a kind word for almost everyone. And while going, the people on the left side would get that chance. And while coming back, people on the right side would get that opportunity.
So everyone got it.
Everyone got, and mornings were very sunny and beautiful weather. And many of the devotees told me that they never had darshan like that. Even people who are residents of Puttaparthi and residents of Bangalore who had so many years of darshans with Swami, Swami's darshans, many have said nothing like this anywhere. It was most wonderful. That was the highlight of this trip, I should say. And so much joy he gave to the devotees, all devotees. And he also granted the interviews to some devotees on a few days.
जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 ब्रिज में एक चुरावे एक भेर बिलनी के खावे मा लाखन ब्रिज में एक चुरावे एक भेर भिलनी के खावे प्रेम भाव से भरे अनोखे दोनों के हैं काम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 पापी को मारे एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे एक कंस पापी को मारे एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे दोनों दीन के दुख हरक है दोनों दीन के दुख हरक है दोनों बल के धाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम श्याम राधिका के संग राजे एक जानकी संग विराजे एक राधिका के संग राजे एक जानकी संग विराजे चाहे सीता राम कहोया चाहे सीता राम कहोया बोलो राधे श्याम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम बोलो राम बोलो राम
Welcome back, dear listeners. So what is so special about Kodaikanal and Sai? Why do people experience Swami so differently in Kodaikanal? The famous film actress Srimati Saukar Janaki had said the same to Swami over a trip in Kodaikanal, to which Swami had given a beautiful answer in reply.
In fact, to put it in the words of Saukar Janaki, the famous film actress, who was there with us, one of those days after breakfast, she told Swami, Swami, Swami inta anandamga, inta divyamga, unde dani nen puttaparthulo kaani, Whitefield lo kaani, appudu chudane ledu. For the sake of listeners, I translate. I never seen Swami so blissful, joyful, and divine, either in Puttaparthi or in Whitefield, as I am seeing in Kodaikanal.
So what did Swami say to that?
Swami said, I am always same, but boys are very happy, therefore I am also very happy.
So, from this we learn that the trick to make Swami happy is for us to be happy.
For us to be happy, especially his students.
So, when we refer to his students, that really includes each and every one of us. We are all his children and his students. So when we are happy, so is Swami. Swami always tells us that He is nothing but a reflection of who we really are. So let's always be happy as He tells us to be.
Ik Radha, Ik Meera, दोनों ने शाम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक राधा एक मीरा दोनों ने शाम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी। मधुबन में ढूंढा मीरा ने मन में पाया, राधा ने मधुबन में ढूंढा मीरा ने मन में पाया, राधा जिसे खो बैठे वो गोविंद मीरा हाथ बिछाए, एक रानी एक दासी दोनों हरि प्रेम की प्यासी, अंतर क्या दोनों की प्रीत में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की प्रीत में बोलो, एक सूरत लुभानी एक मूरत लुभानी, एक सूरत लुभानी एक मूरत लुभानी, एक राधा एक मीरा के प्रभु गिरिधर नागर, राधा के मन मोहन सागम पधा पधम पर मगर गर सानी परे, रे गम गम पम पध पध सानी परे, आ प्रभु गिरिधर नागर, राधा के मन मोहन राधा नित श्रृंगार करे, और मीरा बन गई जोगन, एक मुरली एक पायल एक पगली एक घायल, अंतर क्या दोनों की तृप्ति में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की तृप्ति में बोलो, एक जीत न माने एक हार न माने, एक जीत न माने एक हार न माने, एक राधा एक मीरा दोनों ने शाम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन।
So, dear listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this session of Love to Love. And as usual, your feedback and suggestions are valuable to us. Please do write to us at listener@radiosai.org. And till next week, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Stay tuned. At 3:30 p.m. we will have Brother Sai Prasad with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari. Until we meet next week, Jai Sai Ram.
O Swami, Pranamami, Sarvantaryami, Andarani Chandamama Vani Pilusu, Anduko Chutu Venduko, Namanasu, Andarani Chandamama Vani Pilusu, Anduko Chutu Venduko, Namanasu, Andarani Chandamama Vani Pilusu. మరపిస్తావు మనసిస్తావు అందినటే అంది అమృతాన్ని చింది అందినటే అంది అమృతాన్ని చింది అంతలోన కనుమరుగై అంతర్షికమవుతావు ఇది నీ లీలా ఇది నీ ఖేలా ఇది నీ హేలా అయినా నిన్ను విడువను నేనంతరించుదను కను ప్రణమామి సర్వాంతర్యామి అందరాని చందమామ వని తెలుసు అందుకో చూసు ఎందుకో నా మనసు అందరాని చందమామ వని తెలుసు కనుపించిన వికసించును మరుగైనను ముకుళించును అంతులేని దూరమున్న అది ఏమో అనుబంధము అది ఏ మధుర భాటి భావబంధము ఓ స్వామి ప్రణమామి సర్వాంతర్యామి అందరాని చందమామ వని తెలుసు అందుకో చూసు వెందుకో నా మనసు అందరూ